Find your position, comfortable, supported, completely still. Let your eyes close. This session carries something that completes what you've been building, something that belongs alongside everything else and gives it its full power. Take a breath that matches the weight of that. In through the nose, 2, 3, 4. All the way out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, in, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more in, 2, 3, 4. All the way out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice the weight of your body, shoulders down, jaws easy, hands open and resting. Feel the warmth of the breath settling into its rhythm, slower, deeper, the body absorbing that ease completely. And alongside the ease, a quality of steadiness, of someone who is fully present and fully themselves. That quality belongs in this session. Let it be here from the beginning. State your anchor word. Door, open it. Step through. That familiar quality of air, cooler, stiller, the scent of the library present and welcoming, the body settling immediately. The stairs, 10 steps, you know every one of them. 10, the first step, solid beneath your foot, the world beneath you, above you, the body settling immediately. Nine, deeper, the shoulders dropping, the jaw soft, the quality of this place arriving in your chest, that ease, that belonging. 8, the quiet here, complete and familiar, a breath that fills a little more, the scent of the library full and present. 7. Everything above belonging to the floor above, moving into the deepest part of yourself, the part that knows what it knows, feels what it feels, and is ready for what this session brings. 6. The warmth below, fuller now, something that knew you were coming and has been preparing for this, welcoming and ready for you. 5. The midpoint. Feel the quality of this descent, the body settling with complete ease, the system open and receptive, ready. 4. The conscious mind stepping back, making room. This is the only thing happening right now. 3. 3 steps from the bottom. The light warm and steady below. 2. Almost there. Feel the warmth of the light on your skin as it grows. 1. The last step. Take it. And arrive. The library. Feel the warmth of it, the scale of it, the display stand with its patterns, the updating section fuller than it's ever been, the identity entries, the role-specific responses, everything built here, all of it present, all of it yours. Charlie is here. The warm, quick, alert presence. The part of you that has been noticing everything, always. Feel the full quality of Charlie today. The speed and precision of it. The complete commitment to your protection that has been present every single day of your life. And Dai, that vast, unhurried warmth, the keeper of everything in here, open and attentive, leaning in, ready for what this session places. Today, this session honors something that belongs at the center of everything you've built. Charlie's alarm is always real. Every time something shifts in a core state, Charlie is responding to something that genuinely shifted. The noticing is always accurate. The signal is always real information. That is true now. The recalibration has been about precision, making sure Charlie fires at what is actually present, at the intensity the present moment warrants. A well-calibrated alarm is a powerful and precise instrument. A system that fires accurately and at full strength when something real is happening is exactly what you want. Your system has been building exactly that. This is a system to be trusted, your system, and the calibration has been earning that trust, updating it, giving it better information to work with at every session. When Charlie fires now, the signal carries more accuracy than it ever has. When the alarm is right, when something is genuinely at stake, when a boundary warrants holding, when safety calls for a response, the fully recalibrated answer is to take in the reality of what is happening right now and to act clearly, decisively, from the full height of who you are. The four questions you carry, you know them. They've been running through everything you've built. Today, they are installed in their full form, each one a complete instrument, as capable of confirming that a response is exactly right as it is of identifying that a response warrants redirecting. The first question, which state just shifted? Safety, self, gain and loss, clarity, name it. Feel where the shift landed in the body. This question identifies precisely what is at stake, so the response can be precisely matched to what is actually happening. When the state is safety and the threat is genuine, that information calls for a response that matches its weight. Accuracy sometimes calls for full action. The second question, what type of reaction is this? Type 1 is real, accurate, and protective. It is the alarm doing its job precisely, at the right intensity for the right situation. When the reaction is type 1, that is information to be acted on completely. The question confirms the reaction's accuracy and gives it full permission to inform what comes next. The third question, is it helpful? The question works in both directions. Is this reaction serving who I am choosing to be? And what response to this situation serves me, the relationship, and what genuinely matters here? The honest answer sometimes is, the helpful response is to act, to hold this boundary, to name this clearly, to leave. The question is doing its full work when it points toward action as readily as it points towards pause. The fourth question, what can I do now? This is the agency question. The full range of responses is available. The pause and the measured reply. The firm boundary held completely. The clear departure from a situation that warrants it. The direct naming of what is present. The chosen, deliberate, fully self-possessed action in service of who you are. What can I do now is an invitation to the complete response, whatever that response genuinely is. Dai receives the full form of all four questions now, installed together as the complete instrument they are, available in both directions. Complete. The person all of this has been building? Settled. Grounded. With the pause and the recalibrated responses and the identities filed for each role. The library working in complete service. And alongside all of that, with equal weight, something that completes it. This person knows what they stand for. They know what they will protect. They know, with clarity that comes from genuine self-knowledge, where their boundaries are and what those boundaries serve. Feel the quality of that. The particular steadiness of someone who knows themselves completely, who knows what they will meet with openness, what they will meet with firmness, what they will give and what they will hold. That knowledge is precise, grounded, and completely theirs. This person chooses their response from the clearest possible picture of what is actually happening, from the fully calibrated system, reading the present moment accurately, responding in complete service of the person they have chosen to be. Deliver this identity to Dai now. Feel the full quality of it, the ease of it, the groundedness, the warmth of someone who is fully themselves and fully capable. Let it settle into the identity section of the library alongside everything else that has been filed. The context in which every other pattern now sits. Charlie takes this in. Feel the quality of Charlie's response, a recognition, a settling into something that has always been the point of the whole system, the protection of this person. And this person is clearly fully present in the library as someone who knows how to be protected and how to protect themselves. Dai receives something specific now, a set of permissions, each one stated clearly and filed as present tense truth. I am allowed to leave situations that call for my departure. Feel that landing in the body, in your chest, the complete simple truth of it, a permission that has always been available and is now filed where it can be found when it is needed. I am allowed to say no, clearly, completely, from a place of full self-knowledge. The no that is chosen, the no that comes from knowing what serves the person I am, the no that is an act of self-respect, that no is available. It is filed. It is mine. I am allowed to hold a boundary, even when it is uncomfortable for someone else. The discomfort of the other person is evidence that the boundary is real. A person with agency can feel another person's discomfort with a boundary, acknowledge it with genuine care, and hold the boundary completely. That capacity is part of the identity. It is filed now alongside everything else. I am allowed to name what is happening, clearly and directly from a grounded place. In service of what the situation actually needs. I am allowed to act on an accurate alarm. When the four questions confirm that the signal is real, the reaction is proportionate, the response is helpful, and the action available is clear, that action is available, fully, a genuine alarm that has been assessed and confirmed deserves a genuine response. That response is mine to choose and mine to take. All of this is filed now, in DAI, in the identity section, alongside the settled and grounded person who pauses and chooses with care. The same person, the full person, both gentle and clear, both open and boundaried, both responsive and decisive. Charlie receives all of this, the calibration updated in both directions, toward full precision for the situations that are genuinely manageable, and toward full response for the situations that call for it, the system working at its most complete. Now, the forward projection. Bring to mind a situation, real or anticipated, where full agency is the right response, where something is genuinely at stake, where the fully recalibrated person acts clearly, decisively, from the full height of who they are. You are there, the situation arriving exactly as it does. Feel the quality of the moment, the specific setting, the people, what is at stake. Charlie notices the alarm is present, real, accurate, proportionate to what is actually here. Feel it in the body, the particular physical signature of a genuine signal. This is information, accurate information. Respect it. Run the questions, fast, clear, certain. Which state just shifted? Name it. What type of reaction is this? Feel the answer. Is it helpful? In both directions, and the answer is yes, this response is accurate. This action is what the situation calls for. And what can I do now? The answer is clear. See yourself acting, specifically, the words, or the movement, or the boundary stated, or the room left, or the thing named. Whatever full agency looks like in this exact situation, the fully chosen, fully conscious, completely deliberate response of someone who knows exactly what they are doing and why. Feel the quality of acting from this place, the groundedness of it, the physical sensation of responding from the full height of who you are, exactly what the situation calls for, brought by the person you have chosen to be. The body knows this. Feel it, the uprightness of it, the ease that comes from full alignment between what you feel, what you know, and what you do. Charlie, Dai, and you, working as one complete system, the alarm accurate, the library reaching for the right response, the conscious mind choosing it fully. This is what agency feels like, the full presence of it directed, the chosen response, the complete person acting completely. Dai files this, the alarm honored, the questions run, the response chosen, the action taken. Evidence that the fully calibrated system includes this, that the person this library holds can do this, clearly, cleanly, from a place of complete self-possession. Take a last look at the library. The display stand with its patterns, the pause, the recalibrated responses, and now alongside all of them, the full permissions. The identity section with its new entry, the complete person, filed. Charlie and Dai working together as the most accurate and responsive system they have ever been. This is yours. All of it. The gentleness and the firmness, the openness and the boundaries, the pause and the decisive action, the warmth and the clarity. Together, they are the complete person. All of it is you. Make your way to the stairs. Ten steps back up. One. Two, carrying the full weight of what was installed. Three. Four, the complete person. Five, halfway, the body grounded and easy. Six. Seven, the room above, close now. Eight. Nine. And ten, back through the door. Notice the room around you, the surface beneath you solid and real, your hands resting easy, the breath slower and steadier than when you began, and carrying something that has always belonged to you. Bring some gentle movement back, fingers first, a slow, full breath. And when you're ready, whenever you're ready, let your eyes open.